Okay, we're back with another round of Fullerton Stories Radio. And today's topic with Dr. Michelle Gottlieb is, well, I guess we're going to talk about depression and comedy. It's the day after Robin Williams was discovered hanged, and it's a sad day. It's hard to put the two together. How does that work with comedians and depression?
Well, one of the things that's really important to remember is that what we see from the outside is not what someone's experiencing on the inside. And comedians have, unfortunately, have an incredibly big percentage of them are very, very wounded on the inside, and how they've dealt with it is by being the comedian on the outside. You know, I would bet money that the kid who's the class clown probably has the biggest wounds. So there can be a lot of reasons why people are depressed. Sometimes there's something situational, like if you grew up in a dysfunctional family or abusive family, you can be very depressed. Sometimes it is genetic, and it's an illness, just like diabetes is an illness. Robin Williams also had addictions, which can be also be part of mental illness. But he was, even though he was absolutely surrounded by love from all over the world, he couldn't take it in. And that's so sad. I mean, it really is heartbreaking. And he's a perfect example of things that happen every day in our neighborhoods, whether it's teenagers or adults or even younger. People think that what they're feeling right now, they're going to feel forever. And they're never going to feel love, and they're never going to be happy. And one thing I really want to say very, very loudly and clearly, suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Even if you're mentally ill, even if you're addicted, even if you are living right now in hell, it can change and it will change. Hang on, there's hope out there. Reach out for help, whether it's a therapist or a clergy or a friend. Hold on, there's help.
And can you recommend a phone number to call, whether it's a suicide prevention hotline or your own office?
Right now, there's a lot of suicide prevention hotline numbers being put out on the internet. Unfortunately, I don't have one at my fingertips, but I would suggest that you go look. They're there. If you want to call me, 714-879-5868, extension 5. But again, there's a lot of help out on the internet right now. There's some good help on the internet right now.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next week.